start.
All right. We out here, and it is December 5th. It's Saturday, and it's 2020.
Yes, it's 8:53 p.m. Pacific time, and we are on Pacific Coast Highway 1 headed south.
Going to L.A., Venice Beach.
You!
See my cousin Grace. What up, Grace?
And L.A.
And L.A. And Iggy. And their cat. What up, one love? See you all soon. So, last time we checked in, headed to Glass Beach at night, and we didn't know where we were going to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. So, we pulled into the parking lot
of Glass Beach, and it's nighttime.
And we were like,
I don't think this is the
place to be. I don't think we should go to the beach at night. Forgetting that we're in Cali.
California beaches at night in certain areas can be a little suspect.
Anyway.
So we listened to our gut, and then we found a place in, what was it? What town was that? It was Mendocino. Mendocino town. Mendocino
right County. On the little light.
Right across from the Headline State Park. Mm-hmm. And first when we checked in, it was this,
Sandy.
She was very, she was very up.
I don't know how to describe her.
She was very alive. She was very alive.
Like, pick your room. Oh, we don't usually do this. Oh, but here.
Here, pick your room.
Like, just being
room.
So, like,
so we got the room, and we accidentally got in this little tiny room.
Then I was like, what the heck?
And we were
these
like,
rooms
we
are
need
supposed to open up to a balcony that overwraps the whole... The whole hotel shares a balcony, and our room's supposed to open up to that. And then we were going to have, like, you know, a nice breeze and, like, just
it was right
be
by
able
the
to
ocean.
Be outside.
So then
and
Sandy
I go
felt
to Sandy
really bad.
And I was like, Sandy, this is not going to work. We need access to the outside. Like, this is exactly what you told me before when we were down here. And she's like, alright. And she, like, took the keys, was upstairs, and, like, went down the hall and started, like, knocking on random doors.
Yeah.
And she's like, all right, not supposed to put you in here, but...
She ended up putting us in, like, the honeymoon suite, basically.
It was, like, 4 times bigger than the room she had first put us in.
And...
It still didn't have a balcony, but it was right next to the door
that
to
you
the balcony.
Go outside.
And that was the one overlooking...
And we had a window, a big window that was...
Yeah, we had two big windows
looking out to there.
That, too. So, from our bed, you could see the whole coast.
So, we were literally... We didn't really know what the view was at night.
I thought I knew what it was because it was just pitch black. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that's the ocean.
And then the morning hits and the sun rose. And it was, like, the most beautiful sunrise ever. Like, these colors. They were just... The craziest pink just shining through the windows and lighting up the whole room. And then you go out to the balcony, the, like, little porch area.
And there
and
was
it's
a swing
literally
on it.
The most epic view ever. Like,
and the view from our room was so great, I literally had to put on the... I got flashed again. I think there's something wrong with the lights. The view was so crazy.
Yeah, we literally turned the couch around to face the window in the room, and Kelly was working from there, and we just had an amazing morning there, just, you know, and soaking it all in, the view, and
yes.
Just really slowing down, and we packed up, went to a bakery real quick to get some food, got to go, and...
We actually ended up walking to two different bakeries. Because the one was cash only, and we only had $10. And we like to buy way more than $10 worth of stuff.
For the day. We usually buy our day's worth of snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
So we go to this other place, and I get, like...
A bunch of pastries and stuff.
And some really good sandwiches.
Yeah.
Made with sourdough.
Sourdough bread. And then,
Actually, that was a different
And then, so then we went across the street to where the view was, like, on the cliffs. And it was this amazing
it was just incredible
view. Like, It literally felt like the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland.
Where you're just up there. You're up so high.
And there's
you can hear the waves crashing so hard on the rocks down below. There's ocean as far as you can see.
And we were going to try to rush out of there. But we were like, it just like hit me so hard. Like, we should do a live stream here. And that's what we did.
So we went and got our stuff and we set up. And literally, like, within 2 seconds of, like, playing, my sister FaceTimed me, Carly, and she was like, I just had to make sure where you're playing is real because it legit looked fake because of how beautiful it is. And I was like, it's real, girl.
So that was real. A mission accomplished with the backdrop.
Yes.
So you need to check that out.
Definitely. And
from the Mendocino Pacific Coastal Highway stop.
And these all come up on YouTube eventually. It'd be easier to find, but right now things are just a bit crazy. Anyway, after that, we continued onward south on the PCH. And
we ended up stopping in.
We kind of just cruised along, kept going. We were going to try and make it to San Francisco, but we were like not going to make it. And so we ended up
staying
just north of Santa Rosa.
Or Santa Rosa.
Where Charles Schultz is from, the guy who invented Peanuts and Snoopy and all them weird things. Anyway, wine country.
Shout out Charles Schultz.
Sonoma.
Stayed in a tiny home.
Yes.
That was really cool.
So we stayed in literally an uplifted tiny home that you could move on wheels, but it's not like a trailer. It literally was built specifically like...
It was like all brand new inside, like really clean. It was so nice.
Anthony found it on Airbnb.
It was so nice.
And it was on like this kind of like commune property
like
where they
farm.
Had like multiple like private places you could stay, and so we got the one off in the back, and it was so cool just to like be there together. I think Anthony got, it was a giant king bed. It was like this tiny home, and like half the home was a bed. It was so funny.
It was amazing. I loved
it. Of course this would be your house, like ideal dream home.
It really was.
So we woke up there. And we were only like an hour north of San Francisco. And I had to balance a bunch of work that day. It's Friday and wanted to make sure I could finish the week strong.
Yes, yeah, so you had
and
to
I also
pull
had a
over.
Call at like 1, so we couldn't get a checkout late enough. We didn't need one till like 2. And instead, we just had to pull over on like the side of the road. And
Kelly took her call. And then we zipped over to SF, like just right across the Golden Gate Bridge, and she brought me to this spot that's like an old abandoned naval yard from World War II.
When they thought Japan was gonna invade San Francisco, and it was like a big deal.
It was really cool, and we played right at the lookout point of the Golden Gate Bridge, so it was right behind me, and it was just such a beautiful day too, because normally SF can be pretty foggy. But it was so clear, and the sun was just gleaming on the bridge, and it was really cool vibe playing there. Mm-hmm. And didn't get in trouble, so it was good. It was a success. And then we got to see your friend really quick.
Got to see
Vanessa
and Jake. Vanessa.
So that was really good.
We ate dinner with them, and we drove by my old neighborhood, and it was really fun.
We drove by Jerry Garcia's old house.
Yeah, we did.
We did a lot.
SF in for not staying there.
We got
so
enough.
Happy. Been there.
It was definitely not where I was trying to stay that night.
I really wanted to make it to Monterey so that we could wake up and go to Big Sur in the morning and like enjoy that during like the daylight, the PCH, and then really book it all the way to LA.
Oh my god, so we got to Monterey, and first of all, Monterey is sick.
Yeah, we were out on the peninsula. We actually stayed all the way out in Pacific Grove.
And we stayed on this
near the tide
pool. In the Lighthouse Lodge. And at first we were in this room, and it was really nice and stuff, like really high ceilings. It was really nice. And there was this like beeping in the room next to us, which sounded like the fire alarm, like, you know, the batteries were out or something, and it wouldn't stop. And we asked about it, and the guy said there was nothing he could do, but he literally upgraded us to a king suite with this like beautiful park view, and it had a balcony and just so much nicer. Like, it was upstairs, and it was beautiful. So we really lucked out with that. Did not even expect that to happen. And in the morning, this morning we took it so slow, and it was so nice. We went and walked down the river, or the ocean path to the ocean, like 8 minutes away. But before we even got there, we were in this graveyard that we had to walk through, and there was literally like 8 deers, like just bucks and a couple does, and they weren't like scared at all. They were just like grazing and hanging out, and they were like, it was the closest I've ever been to a deer in my entire life. It was so crazy.
There was like 9 deer.
Like, the energy from the deers was insane. I literally felt like a deer was my spirit animal today. I started walking along with this one deer, and it was literally probably like 10 feet away from me, and it didn't run away. So crazy.
The bucks were huge. Like, they had very big horns. Antlers. So, antlers.
That was really awesome. Anyways, yes. And then we got to the beach, and it was at the peninsula. It's like all these tide pools. Like
at the end of the peninsula, yeah.
It's like all these crazy, like, lumpy rock structures that create these tide pools, and
just go, bitch. These people are like crazy, and like, can you get like, go past me before your last opportunity. Sorry for the inappropriate language, but after all, I am now a New Jersey driver. Anyway, I'm, like, driving so slow, though. I don't even care. I'm just like, pass me. I can't.
So then we were walking along this peninsula, the ocean, and it was, like, it was crazy because you're on, like, a little cliff, and then you're looking at all these rock structures with, like, all this old... It literally had, like, fossil, like, plant fossils from, like, what looked like dinosaur time. Like, they were, like, shining and, like, scaly and, like...
What, the sea algae?
Yeah.
It's...
At the peninsulas.
I know, yeah. But some of the sea algae vines... Yeah, some of it was, like,
it was, like, a whole tree. It was
crazy. Like, and it was funny because...
And there were these little, like... They looked like conch shells, but they were actually crabs. Like, all these old...
We got there, like, 3 hours after the... low tide, so we didn't really see, like, the full...
Yeah, but there were so many old, like, creatures and...
I think that's what's cool about the ocean. It just feels so, like, prehistoric.
It literally felt like, what's that movie with the dinosaurs?
I don't know, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
I was like, what other movie with dinosaurs is there in this world? But yes. So that was really cool, and we walked it. Anthony was mad that we didn't have our scooters because there was a bike path.
No, I wasn't mad. I was just like saying scooter would have been fun.
Yeah.
But then I was really glad we walked because we got to soak it all up. And we ended up hiking down just like a little path to the beach and right into a tide pool and sat on a rock and ate our breakfast. It was really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was. And the breakfast was... free, included with our hotel. They did a little pack.
It was a grab and go.
Grab and go.
Packaged breakfast.
Package.
Nice little muffin. And piece of fruit.
They switched out the
granola bar with our organic fruit.
Yeah, I was like, here, I switched their fruit that they gave us with our organic fruit, and then you like immediately ate it. I just, like, didn't know which way to go just now. It was, like, we're about to get on 101 from the one, and it was, like, San Francisco. And then the other one was, like, L.A., and I was, like, I don't know where I am. Like, which way is... San Francisco is now north. Eureka is no longer north. Anyways, it's been a crazy few days this week on the PCH. What happened after? What did I miss?
So then, after that, we, like, packed... We walked back to our hotel... And we packed up and left. We got on the road and we hit the entrance for Big Sur. And we got to the bridge there, and it's this crazy bridge built from like the 1930s, and it was.
It's called something Bixby. Something, but it built like the cement columns built like into the stone in an arc across this huge like cavern, and you're like, I cannot drive over that thing. Are you kidding me?
So we hiked down like the edge of the cliff, and it was like the
not as dramatic as you're making it seem, but there was like a little like animal path.
Yeah.
Where the water runs off, and we kind of followed that down a little, and we didn't go nearly as far as you could have because you could kind of basically follow it all the way down. And we just hiked a little bit,
and
kind of
we had this like insane private view where we were right next to the bridge and looking out to the ocean and the whole like path of Big Sur where you drive. And all of a sudden, while we're standing there, we're like taking pictures and stuff and soaking it in. The fog starts rolling in from the ocean towards us, and all of a sudden, like, it goes from this beautiful clear day to you literally can't see, like, anything at all. Like, we're literally straight up in the clouds.
Like, and we could see all the
water. And Kelly's like, oh, it's about to dissipate, like, right now, and it didn't. Like, it took so long. It was insane. You couldn't even see the bridge anymore, which was, like, right next to us, or the any of the water in front of us, like.
But then it did go away a bit, and we could see the road and the bridge where we were gonna go. So that's when we decided to drive over. Once you could actually see, I didn't want to drive over in the clouds and like that's. I want it like no.
Yeah.
And so we drove over, and then when we were going up like the hills and everything to get through Big Sur, like if you're on Pacific Coast Highway 1, you like just go through Big Sur, you don't even need to try, so you're just like there. And when we're there, I'm like, the clouds or the marine layer, I don't even know what it is, but it's just like this cloudy white, like it looks like a cloud, it just feels like a cloud, and it's like it's just blowing so hard over the mountain, and it's
it was
like,
thick.
You could see it, and then it's like you'd go over a corner, and then all of a sudden you'd be gone, like you just went through a cloud.
It was like,
it was just like kept happening.
It looked like the heavens, like in the mountains.
And then the whole, like, I don't know if it's because it was like the time of day where the sun is just so hot, or if there was just weather rolling in, or what, but the whole ocean was just cloud, and then we're like above it, and then the sun, it was just like so magical. I kept. Taking pictures with the
I was like speechless, like I couldn't even talk because I was just soaking it all in. Like it was almost like sedating. Like how does this exist? And then we were driving through some national like reserve land, and all the trees were gone, like just burnt.
Yes, when we were in Los Padres National Forest, it was like everything off to the left, like on my side, Anthony's, like sort of going south, so the ocean's on Anthony's side of the car, and like my side of the car is mountains, and it's just all burned down from like either 2 or 3 years ago, I don't know how long ago, 1 year ago, and all the trees that are, like, the trees basically burn, but like the core of them don't, so like they're
the
there all scraggly.
Are still there.
But even like the main part of the branches, and so they're all like there, all like scraggly looking, and we stopped next to this pine tree that was completely roasted with the pine cones still in it, all black, and then you could see like all the other trees with growth like starting from the bottom, like since like that's the thing with the forest and everything is like the roots are still alive underneath even when the fires are burning, like, and just ravishing everything, and it all is gonna grow again. And like that's just like what was, it was really cool to see that, even though it sucks to see like so much taken from a fire, it's like it does grow back. So
it will come back.
That's good. Obviously it's gonna take years and years to get to where it was, but it's like literally circle of life, so.
Oh, and when we were on there, we stopped this one spot where it said like seal watching, and there were all these elephant seals. Yeah. It was in, there were these like 700-pound seals, basically, that make the craziest noises, like,
they echoed, like, deep from within.
Like, it was insane.
It was their mating season and birthing season.
Yo.
So they're either, like, giving birth or calling out for a mate. Either way, it was, like, some serious nature stuff. Yes, and they had these big, like, nose things that almost look like a trunk. That's why they're called elephant seals.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy would, like, if you know yoga, he would do, like, the upward-facing dog. Like,
yo, he would literally, put stick his whole head up.
Whole, like, torso up in the sky and, like, flap his huge, like, trunk thing back and, like, make this giant echo and call it,
And then another one would answer.
Like, I remember when, like, it said viewpoint, and I'm like, I really hope Anthony can hear them when, like, viewpoint, if it's, like, if it's any amount of feet away, the chances of you being able to see it are very slim to zero, like, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
And unless the light's perfect, and then all of a sudden we get out of the car, and it's like, they're making all these crazy sounds, and I'm like, oh, thank God.
It was great.
Like,
it was
so cool. We stopped there so much longer than I thought we would because of the fact that you could actually hear it. If you could just see, like, them, then I wouldn't have stayed as long. But Anthony was, like, hype on the sounds, and I feel that. Like, they were so cool to hear them.
It was sounds I'd never heard before.
Oh.
Like, I've heard seals before, but never an elephant seal.
There were three different kinds, and then the elephant seals were there, so that was what was cool.
Yeah, there were littler ones that were going like making
those are the ones with like whiskers that look like little dogs, like prairie dogs.
So funny.
Anyway, so that was awesome, and
then we continued
south, and we stopped for sunset at this beach, Pismo Beach.
Pismo.
And it was the first time I felt like we were like.
In SoCal,
like, we really, like, had the big pier going out, and it was, like, a lot less huge boulders and big, more surfable waves, I guess. And
there were a lot of surfers out.
The whole sky just turned electric pink.
It
was just so cool because it was mostly cloudy after that moment when all the fog rolled in. It was with, not cloudy, but you could tell that the sun was, like, mostly hidden and it wasn't going to come. Like, there might not be a crazy sunset, but it was,
it was muy épico.
I don't know how the sun broke through, but there was just everything that it was touching was turned, like, hot, 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 crazy bright pink. True California sunset fashion.
So yes.
It was amazing, and that was just a couple hours ago, and so now we are on our way. We have like an hour and 49 minutes left till our next destination.
Go see the Cousins.
Which is nice. Get to see some
Venice Beach.
And Venice Beach life.
We're going to stay there for a day or two.
I'm going to play it by ear, see what the situation's like. And
then
it would be nice
we
to.
We will check back in. We're going to play a stream somewhere, so keep an eye out.
Definitely gonna stream somewhere.
We've been playing at some pretty sick spots, so.
Yes, we have. And a CHP just whip on by, keep on driving, sir.
So,
keep on driving, sir.
This has been our check-in from Anthony Ferraro.
Kelly and Walborn. I think
we forgot to introduce ourselves in the beginning. But this is the Blind Busking Podcast across America. We love you. We will send you off.
I think that's a Christmas song, but I can't really remember.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Okay.
All right. Anyways.
This episode was sponsored by the California Highway Patrol.
Yes.
They will keep you safe or bust you.
CHP.
CHP keeping it real.
Yeah.
So if you see them, please support your local highway patrol in California. They are good people who get a bad rap. Thank you.
What is that?
God bless America and be good to your neighbor and do unto others how you want others to do unto you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
We love you.